Things you now do by radio. You can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, recovering from his coronavirus infection, says he's ready to get back out there and wants to hold rallies in Florida and Pennsylvania this weekend if they can be put together in time. He's refusing to do next Thursday's debate with Joe Biden unless it's in person, which organizers say they will not allow for health reasons.
I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not going to do a virtual debate, sit behind a computer screen. And that gives him the answers because they'll be handing him the answers.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. A House proposal would create a congressional commission that could remove an unwell president from office.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for the creation of a 25th Amendment commission to assess the president's mental and physical capacity to hold office.
I think that the public needs to know the health condition of the president.
President Trump firing back on Twitter, saying, "Crazy Nancy is the one who should be under observation."
Fox's Sean Langell. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:07.
Break your butt up!
Vice presidential candidates laid out their cases for why you should vote for them. But there was only one that captured America's attention. Only one became an overnight sensation. Only one has America buzzing. The fly. Yes, the fly. In this, the most consequential election in generations, the American electorate is obsessed over a disease-carrying insect with a lifespan of roughly 25 days. So on November 3rd, as you're deciding the very direction of our nation, we pray you're not distracted by an ant on the floor or a moth hovering above the basketball hoop at the school gymnasium and you completely forget to fill out your ballot. Please, for the sake of our democracy, forget the fly. This message paid for by the Forget the Friggin' Fly Already Foundation. Jeff Goldblum, Chairman.
Welcome back.
It's been a long week.
And I'm also well aware that today is Friday.
That can mean only one thing.
I'm going to make this day very memorable for you guys, all right? We're going to have some fun.
It's almost time.
It's almost showtime.
Sounds like a party.
It's time to party.
We are going
to
kick off this weekend.
In 3, 2, 1.
Woo-hoo!
March.
It's showtime.
All right. First things first here. I drove through a spritz or two on the way in this morning. Could this be connected to the approach of Delta? Let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
The large size of the hurricane, Delta, has a lot of
far-reaching effects hundreds of miles away. So, yeah, the showers we're seeing today could be considered part of the outer circulation of the hurricane, which is now a Category 3 120-mile-an-hour hurricane, hours from landfall on the Louisiana coast, not far from where Laura came ashore only just a little over five weeks ago. Unbelievable. I just saw a video of tarps all over buildings and damage everywhere. Looks like Laura hit yesterday, and here comes another big one. Anyway, for us, here's the deal. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous as the day goes on, especially this afternoon and this evening. Breezy today, high 83. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer delta rain bands. Windy tomorrow. Wind gusts as high as 30, maybe 35. A threat of a few tropical tornadoes? Sure. I'll be here tomorrow. Yeah, no doubt about it, especially in the afternoon and evening. Low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. Risk of more leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday. So I had to up the rain chances on Sunday. But beautiful weather comes in on Columbus Day, Monday, and then through Tuesday, Wednesday, with comfortable days and cool nights. Right now this morning, we have showers in the area. Nice little band of rain over there in Elmore and Tarkey County. It's 73 at 611.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'll go to the group today and see if you can guess what I found to be electric.
Okay.
I think Rich has an upper hand on this one.
The baseball game.
And then the baseball game. You mean the Braves beating my Marlins?
Yes.
but the Yankees are not dead yet.
Yes, that is. I was stunned. I did not watch the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
When I had last checked in, they were up 2-1. I said, well, that's sure they're going to lose it now. So when I tapped my computer screen at 2:22 this morning,
mm-hmm.
I was expecting to see Tampa defeats New York, advances to...
And that's the last series left. They've all been decided.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Braves and the Dodgers. Ew. And it's going to be the Astros and somebody.
You know, maybe. The Braves have only allowed... They had pitched 4 shutouts in 4 games.
From guys that before this year were relatively unknown.
4 shutouts in 5 games. Yeah. The only time they got scored on was in the first game against the Marlins.
I mean, Max Fried was around, but this Kyle guy from Alabama and this Ian Anderson guy is this is a
when he's not singing with Jethro Tull, he's a hell of a pitcher. I got to tell you. Actually, the thing I found electrifying today, it's John Lennon's 80th birthday. Think about that.
Wow.
I mean, I remember when everybody was freaking out because the Beatles were turning 30.
Yeah.
Surely you must... don't you remember that?
No.
You don't remember the...
No.
Anybody remember when...
No.
Well, it was kind of... You know, you look back at that. Well, the Beatles are 30 because they were, you know... Well, the second American Idols. Elvis obviously had to be the first. And we have watched this now go decade by... And at warp speed, it seems, too.
A lot of America got the news... out of the mouth of Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football.
That he had died, yeah. And I have that audio in here. But we're going to focus on what how his birthday is being celebrated today. A collection of his remixed solo material, Give Me Some Truth, officially gets released today. And we have a little sampler here. August 30th, 1972, he was in concert at Madison Square Garden. That was one of the very few solo performances by any Beatle other than Paul McCartney, who I think is still touring or will resume.
I saw him on this day.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
That's right. You were at Old Cello.
It's in the desert.
Yeah. Anyway, that was recorded at a concert he did at Madison Square Garden August 30th, 1972. And that was the only Beatles song he did during that whole performance.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there were legal reasons for not doing others or if he was just trying to make a statement, but...
Paul is starting to do more and more Beatle music. He used to do just his stuff, but he's doing more and more.
Time heals all wounds, except a few.
And that's what we're going to talk about on TV.
Grudges. That's our topic today. Everybody got a grudge they can
I just thought discuss. Of one that goes back to school. Yeah, I'm going to talk about one.
No, most of mine, I would love to go back and thank the people that I would have more likely held a grudge against because it's made me the person I am today.
Do I have too much television makeup on? Because I have to go over to the cancer center for another bloodletting today.
Oh, yeah.
And... if I have too much on, they're going to think I'm a drag queen or something that's coming out.
As long as you don't have the white go-go boots on, you're okay.
I left them at home today.
Yes.
Hi, Jay. Having fun with your buddy over there?
Yep.
Your playmate?
And Chase, too.
This coffee tastes like Chase had to go to the bathroom in it. Jeez, I'm going to get rid of it.
Oh, wow. Awful. Here he goes.
There goes the thundering herd. He's already in.
He's already. Oh.
By the way, don't forget Mr. Electric. They do free checkups, by the way. If you have not had your home's wiring and fuse panel checked out, call them at 245-1566. Invite them over to take a look. If you need a repair, they're all certified master electricians, and they do everything, including these free home inspections, at your convenience. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. Local news at 617.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Thursday morning. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made. Andalusia police are looking for a domestic violence suspect. Authorities say Nicholas Shane Connor is wanted on strangulation and kidnapping charges. Police say Connor has family in Montgomery and has lived in Center. If you know where he is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say just under 2,500 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world.
Here is today's nominee.
It's the National Football League again. If they had paid more attention to their COVID protocols and less time with social justice messaging, they might not be in the situation they're in. Their schedule is currently falling apart. And it's not because of the contact made during football games. It's because the players
are out partying.
They're out in strip clubs and other places. And I understand these are young men. So, you know, baseball had a little bit of a rough start, but they have not had to postpone a series in over 6 weeks. So they, you know, got it together. They are going to play the championship series, which sounds so serious and important.
Well, that's the sounds that are made at the strip club. Dogs. So, you know, Chase is just helping us
not
here.
Not the
so.
Strip clubs I've been... No. Well... Not that I have.
Not that you have. You just heard.
They weren't open.
I got you.
They were just closed.
I got you.
So look at me.
Tour.
Have you ever been to...
ever been to heaven?
I've been... I went to college and...
Well,
stuff.
I never have.
Remind me off mic to tell you a funny weather conference story from 1996, Cocoa Beach, and you will really enjoy it. It involved two of those establishments.
Hey, I've told one. I wanted to go out on a Friday night in the peak of my all my South Florida glory, and I just wanted to go somewhere and get recognized and meet some people. You know, I was not drinking. Life was really good, and there was a club that had opened up on Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale called Solid Gold. So I thought, oldies.
Yeah, sure you did.
No, honest to God, I had not heard that it was a strip club. So
was it a senior facility? Not because you were, no, but
yeah, I was about
the way it was called, what it was called.
This is before the custom of naming strip clubs for... precious metals began.
Okay.
Like platinum and all that.
Platinum exotic dancing?
Solid gold was a music term.
Right.
So, and it was fancy. Beautiful place on the exterior. They had valet parking, so I valet parked my car, and I walk in, and I couldn't believe how many boobs there were in that place.
Well, I had a short stint at the Prattville Ballet, is what it was called.
A short stint?
Well,
I was DJing there.
Oh!
So,
for 3 months.
The Reader's Digest story is these two record companies, two weather companies, weather vendor companies,
yes.
Bought a bunch of $5 bills and a bunch of $1 bills to hand out to us guys. There were two competing establishments in Cocoa Beach, and they were having sales on. They were having sales.
Oh.
And
what did
so,
you buy?
So these record guys, both of them with two cigars, were laughing their behinds off, watching all these young weather guys from around the country, some of which were married, interacting. And there you go. I've put it out on radio now.
We've got
it was great now that
Cocoa Beach 1996. It was December,
and our listeners are all going,
I'm shocked.
But I appreciate the truth.
Tell it like it is, baby.
That's what we love about Rich Thomas. Applied Security. We have a special song coming up later, saluting the NFL's COVID shutdowns. Their schedule is so messed up. I'll go through the details later. And by the way, their ratings on Monday and Thursday are pathetic. On Thursday night, they can't even beat Tucker Carlson.
Is that right?
Yeah. Where's here in sports-starved America.
Where's his rope one?
Applied Security's number, by the way, 279-8338. Alabama Electronic Security Award Permit number 276. Time for TV.
What is something from your past you still need to vent about even after all these years? There is a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody. This should be an interesting topic for all of us.
Good morning.
Well,
Greg's got a guilty conscience over here.
I believe some of Greg's topics would have a number 1, 2, and 3 in front of it.
Why does everybody think? Do I look like the kind of guy that holds a grudge?
You just look guilty over there.
Oh.
30 minutes ago, I didn't know what to pick, but I picked one.
You picked
okay,
one.
So you go first.
Okay.
Mr. Leader.
Sixth grade, Mrs. Phi. And it's your final, it's the final paper. It's the final paper. It's a paper that's worth, like, I don't know, half your grade or something. Mm-hmm. And I did tornadoes in the Midwest. And it was an excellent paper. It had great stuff. I'm a weather guy. And then she gives me an F.
What?
I got an F.
I said F.
And she says, oh, it had great stuff about tornadoes and how tornadoes form and everything. But it specifically didn't focus too much on specific tornadoes in the Midwest. So I got an F. An F, Mrs. Phi.
And
thank you.
He's over it now, though. You can tell that he's no longer yes, bitter about this grade.
With one of those big pens, you know, those red big pens?
Sounds like he's giving her a grade of F.
Oh, I'd love to see her again.
Maybe we can dig her up.
You can go see her tombstone.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's mine.
Jesse?
An F on it.
Yeah, then we won't have Rich anymore. He'll be in the pen, and we'll have to go get him out.
I know how he'd write it.
Okay.
Oh, so my goodness.
I got that off my chest.
Well, we're glad you got that off your chest. You know, I really can't come up with one in particular because, to me, at the time, if something seemed kind of, you know, a little wrong or unfair, you know, yeah, of course, I was going to vent about it and be upset about it. But at the same time, too, I learned that over the years, I really should go back and thank the people that were either, you know, rude to me or wrong, just flat out ugly, because it's made me the person that I am today, and I've learned a lot from that. So
you're beautiful and talented, and that's why people are jealous. I've been through that too.
I know. You and Rich both.
Was that a laugh track that someone played after that comment?
Oh, y'all got a studio audience in over there?
Jay, I would be shocked if there is a grudge in your life.
Not really, no. Not that I can think of.
Oh, come on.
I mean, not that I can think of. It's not really a grudge, but it was just the whole, like, I tried to do everything by the book, and the one time I didn't do it by the book, I got better grades than I did when I was doing it by the book.
Oh, really?
Like Cliff Notes.
Oh, wow.
Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes got me through.
That was it. Like, yeah. I would read the material. I would read the material, and I did fine with grades or whatever, but the highest grade I ever had on a book report was when I used Cliff Notes.
Uh-huh.
My school
that's
bookcase.
That's probably because the teacher used the Cliff Notes, too.
Well, frequently, they would write that in the margin.
He didn't read it either. She's like, in the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
My school bookcase in high school was all yellow and black.
Yeah,
that's all you saw.
Right. Was
the back of the side of the binders.
I'm ashamed of y'all.
But they knew direct quotes from Cliff Notes.
I have a couple of good grudges that go back to my radio, because I used to work in Miami. But the people I have these grudges with are dead. And half the fun of having a grudge is holding it against somebody who's still around.
Okay, well, you have some sort of scruples then, right?
I am of high moral character.
I'm glad. Wow. Do you love the first one on this list, though? Where the kid talks about the solar system and how many suns are in this. What is something like, how many suns are in the solar system? And he
how
wanted
stars.
Oh, stars. And the sun is a star. And he was marked wrong by the teacher.
Oh.
Was that you?
No, it's probably Mrs. Phi.
A lot of this just goes back to teachers.
Yeah, right. I'm sure it was Mrs. Phi. Yeah, probably.
How about you guys? What about...
Yeah, that's one of your classmates.
Yeah. Probably. I may have a grudge with a high school teacher.
I'm not even going to say his name to give him that type of publicity. But in all of my years of schooling, I have never been marked off for my handwriting, and there was nothing wrong with my assignment. Yeah. And he still told me that I needed to start typing my work because he couldn't read it. Never has anyone else ever said that, and he just didn't like me. I know he didn't.
How could that be? You're so likable. Like,
we happen to have him here today. Come on in here, sir.
Yes, here's our surprise guest.
And just in time, we don't have any more time for the segment, so we will have to end on that note, you guys. Have a great Friday. We will check back in with y'all.
Have a nice weekend. Morning.
Y'all, bye, Greg, too. I love you.
Love you too, Ryan.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Okay. That was fun.
That was all fun. All excitement.
What property owners need to know about November 3rd tax referendum. Thanks for saving that for me. From the newspaper.
Oh.
That actually ended up being very informative. That's a subject we need to discuss in the afternoon. Before we got to the break, I was mentioning Applied Security. We have a slew to the NFL and their COVID chaos coming up during the Cheap and Trashy segment. Right now, ahead of the timeline for October 9th, we've got your first look at the roads, and then we'll be back.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're beginning to build just a little bit now. We've got a little more congestion on West-South Boulevard around I-65. Seeing more cars inbound now on the Troy Highway and 231 out of Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue building just a little bit. I-65 and 85 lights, mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along so far, so buckle up and enjoy your ride in on this Friday morning. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClendon Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair kicks off today at 4 p.m. with a salute to our veterans. All military, active, and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, the fair presents live entertainment nightly on our all-new outdoor stage, presented by Haynes Ambulance, Haynes Lighting, and Haynes Vinyl. The fair also features great outdoor shows like the Canines in Flight, sponsored by Bath Innovations, Kachunga and the Alligator Shows, sponsored by Don Duckin's All-American Auto and Tire, plus lots more. School Day, sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office, will be Monday from 11 to 9 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and all-you-can-ride wristbands just $15. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app for a complete schedule of events. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Don't miss all the great fair food, the midway, games, rides, and live music at the fair. It all begins today at 4 through the 18th.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, this is Troop of Fairlimb Jewelers. I've been advertising at Blue Water for going on 3 years now. Since starting advertising at Blue Water, we have seen our business grow exponentially. And if you would like to see your business grow, I suggest advertising at Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week.
Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
By the way, if you want those camcorder videos done in time for the holidays, get them to Dan Black Studios by November 1st with the timeline for October 9th.
Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
283rd day of the year, which means there are only 83 days left, and this year will be toast, finally. It's World Egg Day, and I celebrated with some steak and eggs this morning. Thank you very much. It was very good. It was really good.
I'm really working hard to improve my eggs over easy. Yeah.
They're very good.
Excellent. I'll show you a picture of how I enhanced even what they looked like when you handed it to me. We fixed it for TV. It's International Beer and Pizza Day. You have that later for me? Or?
Sure. I'll come over with a Domino's and a six-pack of Schlitz.
Schlitz. I haven't thought of Schlitz in a long time. It's National Pet Obesity Day.
I'm glad you're not obese yet, Chase.
Yeah.
If you live with me.
Bailey got obese. On this date in 1701, Yale University was chartered. 1776, a group of Spanish missionaries settled in present-day San Francisco. They stayed at the Hyatt that night. 165 years ago in 1855, the sewing machine motor was patented by a guy named Isaac Singer. So they called the company Isaac.
The Isaac sewing machine. Yeah. 132
years ago, 1888, the Washington Monument officially opened to the public. On the date from 1926. Do you have the NBC tone? The boom, boom, boom.
If you give me 1 second,
the
I do.
The National Broadcasting Company forms. And literally, they did it on a xylophone back in those days. It was done live, you know.
And that, can I play that again?
Yeah, do that again. And they still use it in certain forms even to this day.
Can I make that into a ringtone?
As a matter
or
of fact.
Or a text sound?
Yeah, you know, I've got the CBS radio thing.
Yeah.
A ringtone. On this date in 1936, Hoover Dam begins transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. Now our song of the day. We found out just the other day on the timeline that Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road in 2.5 weeks. Elton John composed the music in 3 days. They were staying at the Pink Flamingo Hotel in Kingston, Jamaica. I'm sure no alcohol was consumed in Jamaica. It has now sold over 30 million copies worldwide. It is the best-selling studio album. And from the double album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, here is the title cut. EJ, Reginald Kenneth Dwight, on the timeline this morning.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to own. Too young to be
That's high school. That is high school for Rich. Working at Snurs Hardware on Lake Road.
Snurs?
Snurs Hardware. Okay, so on this date 47 years ago in 1973, Elvis and Priscilla Presley got divorced in Santa Monica. After 6 years of marriage, she was awarded with nearly $1.5 million in cash, $4,200 a month in alimony for a year, and half the sale of the couple's $750,000 home. Also, probably the biggest thing was 5% interest in two of Elvis's publishing companies. Yes, that keeps paying back dividends. 1976, one-hit wonders Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band, number one with... Walter Murphy and the
Beethoven's Big fifth.
Yeah, a fifth to Beethoven. You are so right.
Looky there.
We talked about John Lennon.
I'm so impressed.
This is John Lennon's birthday. We talked about how he's 80 today. On this date of 85.
Is he 80 today?
No, he would have been
80. He would have been 80. Okay. He died. That's right. Stuff.
Still looks 39.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old he was.
It was four about three.
We will respect the fact that there are people that... many of whom were born well after he passed away. So
yeah, sure. On the date in 85, though, Yoko Ono dedicated 2.5 acres of a garden memorial in New York City's Central Park to John, named Strawberry Fields. I like that. On the date in 86, the Fox television network debuted. In 92, get this, a 26-pound meteorite lands in the driveway of the Knapp residence in Peekskill, New York, destroying the family's 1980 Chevrolet Malibu.
Well, darn it.
Yeah. I wonder, does insurance cover meteorites?
Meteorites?
I think, you know what, you're far more likely to have coverage for a meteorite than you are, for example, a riot.
Or hail damage.
Don't you love that farmer's guy? Well, yeah, we covered that too.
Yes.
The Buffalo was the great commercial.
On this date in 1996, the opening game of the American League Championship Series, 12-year-old Jeffrey Mayer turned a profitable flyout into a game-tying home run. He reached over the right field wall at Yankee Stadium, sweeping the ball into his hands with his baseball glove. The catch helped the Yankees win a 5-4 win in 11 innings. What about the Chicago kid?
That kid went on to be drafted, I think, out of college as a ball player.
That one.
Mayer.
And who was the villain at the Cubs game?
That should have never happened. That was the guy. You know the guy?
That guy.
Bert Meyer.
He had to move away, didn't
Brickman.
He? Didn't he have a move away?
It
ruined his life.
It destroyed his life. And after they finally won a World Series, they invited him out to throw the first pitch.
Yeah.
I would have thrown it right at the crowd.
He's probably married to Mrs. Fye right now.
It's going to drive me nuts until I know this guy's name. Len...
We can look it up. We'll look it up.
This is when we made the 60-second clock.
Yeah, that's when we need the internet.
It'll hit you probably right in the middle of random facts or something.
They blamed this fan because he touched a ball that might have been caught by the outfielder. But the Cubs made errors. They gave up 8 runs.
Right.
He didn't do that. They did.
I know, but you know baseball fans, especially in Chicago. I mean, come on. All right, so birthdays. We know John Lennon would have turned 80. He was born in 1940.
Steve Bartman.
Bartman. See, yeah. I was close.
See, close.
Jacob Bartlin is 24 today. I guess he's in Spider-Man movies. So. Let's see. Scott McCreery is 24, country star, who won the 10th season of American Idol. Zachary Ty Bryan. He was the oldest son on Home Improvement. He's 39 today. Let's see. We're editing down this list. Oh, did you know that Sean Lennon is 45 today? Sean born on his dad's birthday.
I did not know that.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's pretty amazing.
He's
pretty
a good friend of Dennis DeYoung.
Is that right?
Sticks.
PJ Harvey is 51 today.
I'm sorry, that was Julian Lennon.
Julian.
He's good friends with Dennis.
Scott Bakula is 66 today. And let's see. Oh, Tony... I can never say his last name. From Monk, Shalhoub, 67. He is a funny, funny, funny guy. 67 today.
That character, though, in Monk.
You didn't like it?
With the obsessive compulsive stuff. I worked with somebody like that. It was like, I don't need to see this.
an hour of this.
I don't know. It had to throw it. Sharon Osbourne is 68. Jackson Brown, I know he's not one of your favorites, but he is one of my all-time favorites.
He's a woman abuser.
He's what?
He's a woman abuser.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, you know. He's 72. Thanks a lot for ruining that.
No, it's so defensive about it.
Yeah.
It was a humahung.
Yeah.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. Let me find one of your favorite people and talk about him.
Jay Scott.
He's a woman abuser.
Hey, speaking of Victoria, have you heard from her?
Oh, we've talked.
Oh.
Oh. No.
See,
we've texted.
I see.
I say talked. We've texted. Oh,
does your phone feel all warm?
You know, there's a moment when you go from Messenger to this phone. This person's in my phone, and I can text them now. It's the next step.
I don't know where this is headed.
Yeah, Jackson Brown taught me that.
Jackson Brown.
Y'all are not right. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there in case our listeners didn't know.
Next Friday, we'll celebrate another birthday from a womanizer.
Oh, God.
22 days from now, Halloween, and the time change later that night. 48 days till Thanksgiving and 77 days till Christmas. Sorry, Jackson Brown. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Nice little band of showers now. Portions of Elmore County, Autauga County, actually from, let's say, north of I-85 and US 80. There's a lot of rain out there this morning, and so you could be in and out of showers, maybe some thunderstorms today. With the high today in the lower 80s, breezy today with the approach of the hurricane, of course, approaching the coastline later today. Over in Louisiana, hundreds of miles away, but still having an outer effect here. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer bands around Delta. It'll be windy tomorrow, wind gusts as high as 30, maybe 35 miles an hour. The threat of a few tropical tornadoes here in central Alabama tomorrow, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Our weather app will instantly alert you. I'll be here tomorrow. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Risk of some leftover downpours on Sunday. Then beautiful weather starts on Monday, Columbus Day. Does anybody still have Columbus Day off? Probably state workers?
Yeah,
state does.
Yeah. It's 73 this morning with east winds at 8 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, 647.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Yeah, you know, Columbus is now there. He's being demonized because in 1492 he didn't have the prescience of mind to observe 21st century thinking.
Right.
It's so ridiculous.
Right.
And so.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is his crime? I mean, what is?
Well, whatever it is, there's still plenty of people willing to take the day off with pay, because government schools, I believe, still celebrate it.
That and Tecumseh's birthday, too.
Yeah. When is that? How many days? Put that in the countdown, please. Let's put it this way. Everything in the house has gotten a lot more use this year than it normally would because we're home a lot more. If you have found that the lumps on the sofa just don't work anymore, or the way your television is positioned while you're trying to watch a game isn't working, you should visit Kaiser Fine Furniture. They have brand new 21st century media consoles that are designed for today's large screen TVs and nice ways. You know, you don't want to see a lot of wires. You don't want to see a lot of stuff hanging out. You need your, whether it's a cable box or a DVD player, whatever, your game players, all those things, you need access to them or even to be nicely on display, but you want the wiring and all that concealed. Well, the new media consoles take that into consideration. Check them out. You got a bunch to choose from at Kaiser Fine Furniture and comfortable recliners. Everything is marked up to 50% off, and Kaiser just added Dale Thornell to their staff, a along with Stella and Cheryl Pitt. So you've got three women who know that 65,000 square foot inventory better than anybody. Remember, too, at Kaiser, you only pay 8.25% sales tax, not 10. And they can arrange interest-free financing for qualified customers with a Synchrony bank account. Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. ShopKaiser.com online. Cheap and Trashy coming up next, 6:49.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate around the city, but we're seeing more congestion now. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. Also, West South Boulevard on both sides of I-65. Getting a little busy now at the intersection with Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85 moderate through downtown Montgomery, and no accident so far to tell you about. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. You can visit the showroom or buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should have when you could have. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
So the NFL's players have been unable to control their raging desires by going to places where they've been getting the coronavirus have now caused the following schedule changes for those who still care about the NFL. The Titans-Buffalo game, I think it was the Titans was the team that went out to the strip joint. which they weren't supposed to do, not because it's immoral, but because they don't want the players at risk. That game, scheduled for Sunday, is being moved to this coming Tuesday, but that will only happen if there's no more positive tests, okay? The Bills were supposed to play again Thursday for the Week 6 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So if the Titans and Bills play on Tuesday, the Chiefs game will be moved to Sunday. But if the Tuesday game gets scrapped, the Bills and Chiefs will play as planned.
Jeez almighty.
Yeah. It's also hit the New England Patriots, so the Patriots-Denver Broncos game will be moved from Sunday to Monday night. And it will be the early Monday night game.
Sounds like that Amazon Silver or the Alexa Silver.
Yes. I was just outside, by the way, and the sky to the west is getting darker.
And Leon's getting larger.
I'm telling you, that photo that you shared yesterday of the blue roofs and stuff.
Wasn't that?
Louisiana and with Delta approaching, I'm telling you.
I saw some drone footage, and it looks like the storm hit yesterday. It hit 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago.
Well, we were talking about a happy hour yesterday, and I mentioned that Wilma, I was down in South Florida about 3 weeks after Wilma went through, and it was far more destructive than the Hurricane Center predicted it would be. They underestimated that one at landfall by 2 degrees. It was a 3. I saw stop signs bent in the direction the wind was going.
Right.
Crazy.
I didn't even see that much of that after Andrew. And 4 months later, early February, Rick and I are flying down to visit our kids in his plane. And as we're coming in, they were getting ready to play the Super Bowl.
Right.
As we're on final approach to the airport, I thought, man, I know there's a lot of pools in South Florida, but I didn't know there were this many.
Blue tarps.
It was still blue tarps 4 months later.
Yeah.
Those folks.
The people in Louisiana are stupefied. This is the fourth storm this year that to come ashore. Fourth storm. And two in the exact same spot.
And isn't this the 10th one to hit the U.S.?
The 10th that making U.S. landfall.
In this season.
So what do you do when you when there's damage all over the place already? You know, there's debris, and here comes another major hurricane.
Wow.
In other random news, there are fans who want to see Saturday Night Live do a take on Wednesday's vice presidential debate, and they want Jeff Goldblum to come back as the fly.
Did y'all see Rick's post on Facebook about fly symbolism?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I have to read it to you really quick. It's great. Talking about the fly that was on Mike Pence's head. So the fly spirit animal symbolizes abundance and prosperity during times of adversity. It sends the message that by being persistent, consistent, and determined, even in the face of tragedy, will result to victory. So, yeah. Thought that was pretty good. I was like, well, go fly.
Hey, Jay, the Call of Duty open beta in FIFA 21 is out.
Oh, yeah.
In game news.
Wonderful.
Are you a Call of Duty fan?
I'm not.
I'm trying to create bondage with Jay.
Well, I'm not sure that you want to go for that.
He likes Jackson Brown music.
You've really.
You stepped off.
You struck
that
a wound over there
with Rich.
With Rich, and his hero Jackson Brown.
And see, isn't this just like 2020? Let's blame the victim.
What
let's
dirt do you have on Jimmy Buffett?
Oh God, the story's on him.
Oh, don't ruin it for me.
It's a good thing his fans drink.
I started out just being mad at Mrs. Fye.
There's a new grudge.
And smoke dope. The wacky weed, the devil's lettuce, jazz cabbage.
Jazz cabbage.
Fleetwood Mac's Dreams hit number one on iTunes because of that skateboarder video. How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty
That's
amazing.
One of my
there really
songs.
Wasn't anything special about the skateboarding video.
No, it's just the song that made it special.
You may remember that hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion got shot in the foot back in July. Well, Tory Lanez has been charged with that, and he's facing felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and all kinds of other crap. He faces 22 years
Did you see Ocean Spray is buying that guy a car? The guy on TikTok that was
really
making Ocean Spray on.
While he was doing the Fleetwood Mac song?
Yeah. Wow.
That's nice of them to do that. And later on, maybe, did Brad Pitt scam a woman by offering to marry her? I thought we were all through the Jennifer Aniston.
He's a womanizer.
Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios, there's a limited amount of time now. They're still offering 50% off.